So when Paul says, as you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, so walk in Him. It's not enough just to be saved. It isn't enough to trust Him for salvation. Our daily walk is a walk of faith. That's like getting inside the door, and that's what many people do. They get inside the door of salvation by faith, that's where they stop. Then from then on, it's their works. It doesn't work that way because He wants us to trust Him for everything, not just for our salvation. And so Paul says here, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Now, it isn't enough just to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. There's no guarantee that just because you trust Him as your Savior that you're going to walk by faith. There's no guarantee of that anywhere. And nowhere in the Bible does it say that it's easy to live the Christian life. It's easy to walk. It's easy to trust Him. It's easy to trust Him when things are going my way and He and I are in agreement. But when there is adversity and hardship and trial and difficulty and troubles, sometimes it is not easy to trust Him. When He says, here's what I want you to do, and we don't want to do it, we don't see how we can do it, we don't see our way clear, and He says, just trust Me. Just trust Me. Then our trust level begins to be tested. And so what I want you to see is this. It is absolutely correct that it is not always easy to trust Him. That's why we need something to help us to learn to trust Him. And so this is what happens in this next verse, if you will follow this. And notice at the end of verse 6, it's not a period, but a comma. He says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in Him, comma, walk in Him having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. Now, what He says here is, listen, He says, the command, first of all, is to walk by faith. And secondly, He said, now, here's the conditions upon which that's going to happen. And I think one of the primary reasons, as we said in the beginning, that many people fail in their daily walk of faith is because of lack of instruction. That is, no one has taught them how to do it. So listen to what He says, and I want you to watch something here in just a moment. Remember, He says now, the walk is His way of describing our behavior and our conduct. And so we're to walk in Him, that is, we are to live in our relationship with Him, trusting Him for every circumstance of life that He'll always choose the best and what's right for us. Now, how in the world does that happen? What makes that happen in the life of a believer? Well, if you'll notice, He says here, having been rooted in Him. Now, when He uses the word having been, it is the tense of the verb which means that something started in the past and is continuing. And so He says, having been rooted. Now, here's what He's doing. He's using an agricultural term to describe our relationship with Jesus. So here's what He's saying. He says that when you and I received Christ as our Savior, we were planted in the eternal soil of the person of Jesus Christ, in Him. We began a relationship with Him. And when we were planted there, our roots grew down into Christ. And so now we are rooted and grounded in our relationship with Him. Now, you know that when a plant or a tree is planted, what does it do? It sinks its roots down to the soil because from that soil, it has its nourishment. That's the way it grows. And so what is He saying to us? He says, this is the way you live by faith. You live by faith by having sunk your roots into Him from salvation. You are continually on a daily basis doing what? In every circumstance of life, you are drawing your nourishment, listen, from the roots that have been sunk into the eternal soil of the person of Jesus Christ. Not only that, a tree sinks its roots down deep, and what happens? It is rooted down deep, so when the wind blows and the storms come, what happens? It is stable because it is rooted in the soil and oftentimes around the rock. So that, He says, if you want to walk by faith, you want to walk in that relationship to Jesus Christ, you want God to make your life all that He wants it to be, He says, then we must learn to walk the walk of faith, walking in Him. And He says, one of the things that's necessary is that you and I be, listen, rooted in the eternal soil of the person of Jesus Christ, because it is from Him we draw up nourishment. It's like God placed a well on the inside of us that is ever flowing and ever growing. He says, these roots are in the person of Jesus Christ, who is all sufficient to meet every single solitary need we have. Look at the next word. He says, now having been rooted and now being built up in Him. Well, he goes from agriculture to architecture, being built up in him, present tense, something that is going on now. Now, think about this. When you and I trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that Jesus became the foundation of our life. Now, I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I want us to read two or three verses, then I want to talk about this. But I want you to see this for a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, look, if you will, in this passage. Paul is speaking primarily here of the fact that he had planted these churches and other preachers come along and build upon what he has planted. That was all right with him. But now he talks about our life, and he says in verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 3, look at that. He says, verse 11, "For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man builds upon the foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or straw," and that's his way of describing good works and bad works, because one of those is combustible and one of them is not. That is, gold, silver, and precious stones will not be burned up with fire, but wood, hay, and stubble wood. Each man's work will become evident, for the day, that is the day of judgment, will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he's built upon it, that is upon this foundation, remains, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire. Now, what is he saying? Simply this, that when you and I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages, the eternal, immovable, unchangeable, all-sufficient, indestructible rock, became the foundation of our life. So that from the moment you and I were saved, all of our actions, our motives, our deeds, things that we did not do, all of that became a part of building on this foundation of the person of Christ. And so what he's saying here is this, there will come a day when what we've built upon this foundation will be tested, will be tried. When he says it so is by fire, he's not necessarily talking about a literal fire. In fact, he's not talking about literal fire. He's talking about the fact, and I think that is symbolical of the knowledge of God, that when you and I stand in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment of the believers, which is not really a judgment but a seat of rewards, in that moment, we will see as He sees those areas of our life that were not profitable, that were wrong, that were sinful, that were acts of disobedience, which will, listen, all of those works which were not works acceptable to Him, it will evaporate in a brief moment. And only what is left will be our reward. And we will be rewarded by what is left.